From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. John Edwards' defense says the former presidential candidate committed sins, not crimes. During closing arguments in Edwards' campaign corruption trial in North Carolina, his attorneys argued that the government had failed to prove that Edwards knowingly or intentionally violated the law by taking donors' money to hide an extramarital affair. Mitt Romney is rejecting a proposal by a Republican super PAC to attack President Obama for his past association with controversial pastor Jeremiah Wright. More from NPR's Mara Liasson.
The story, which broke in the New York Times, said that a super PAC backed by billionaire Joe Ricketts was planning a harsh race-based attack on President Obama. Ricketts now says he will not run any ads, and Romney says he wanted no part of it.
I repudiate that effort. I think it's the wrong course for a PAC or a campaign.
The Times report said that Ricketts planned to spend $10 million on the campaign, including hiring as a spokesman a, quote, extremely literate conservative African-American who would argue that the president misled Americans by presenting himself as a, quote, metrosexual Black Abe Lincoln. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. hits a demographic milestone for the first time. Racial and ethnic minorities account for more than half of U.S.-born children. And NPR's Greg Allen reports the Census Bureau says the nation's immigration rates are falling.
For the 12-month period that ended in July, non-Hispanic whites made up 49.6% of the nation's births. Minorities, including Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, and people of mixed race, accounted for the remaining 50.4% of births. Demographers say over time, the number of minority births compared to whites will rise. The median age for whites in the U.S. now is 42. Among the fastest-growing group, Hispanics, the median age is 27. In all, minorities now make up nearly 37% of the total U.S. population. With a slowdown in immigration, though, demographers say growth rates for the Hispanic and Asian populations dropped by half over the last decade. That appears to push back the date when minorities will outnumber whites in the U.S. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
An autopsy reveals Robert Kennedy Jr.'s estranged wife apparently did kill herself. The medical examiner says Mary Richardson Kennedy died of asphyxiation due to hanging. Today, fans are mourning the death of the Queen of Disco, five-time Grammy winner Donna Summer. A family statement says Summer passed away in Florida after battling cancer. She was the first artist to have the most consecutive double albums reach number one on the Billboard charts. A string of hits would remain popular for generations. Donna Summer was 63 years old. This is NPR News. The Postal Service plans to start closing plants this summer. It's nearly bankrupt. And Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says there just isn't enough mail coming through the system to justify keeping certain operations open. He plans to consolidate 140 mail processing centers. 48 will be affected in August, but most of the consolidations will happen early next year. The European Central Bank announced today that it is cutting off liquidity to four Greek banks. The Greek financial system has been isolated from the rest of the world since last year, and the ECB has been its only source of cash. As John Syropoulos reports, the cash crunch is made greater by the fact that Greeks have been pulling out their money.
Greek banks face enormous pressure on their cash reserves. Greeks have been pulling their money out faster than ever as incomes have fallen. The country's president revealed that 700 million euros were withdrawn on Monday alone. The banks are still waiting to be refinanced after agreeing to write off most of the value of the government bonds they held. $25 billion they need have yet to be handed out by authorities in Athens. Their only source of borrowing now is the Greek Central Bank, which could demand as much as $2 of collateral for every dollar it lends them. A credit crunch has already deprived businesses of funds. It is now feared that a cash crunch could lead to a bank run. For NPR News, I'm John Syropoulos in Athens.
With investors still uneasy about Europe's prospects for resolving its debt, on Wall Street, U.S. stocks seeing a downturn. At last check, Dow was off 156 points, more than 1% at 12,443, and the Nasdaq was off more than 2%. This is NPR.